got a message, got a DM from Jared at Ben and Kelly Show on social media.
Yeah, so he says, hey, Ben and Kelly, need your quick expertise on this.
Okay.
Do we have expertise on anything?
We have.
Okay. I remember you all talking about awkward first dates a few weeks ago. And while this wasn't a first date, this was a new date, and it just happened, LOL.
Okay.
So I took my new date to a show the other night, and our seats were directly in front of a single mom I had met through Match.com. Okay. What are the odds, right?
Oh, yeah, that is weird.
To make matters worse, this woman screams out, hey, where have you been? What a mess. We met on Match last year, went on one date, and now she's ruining this show with my new date. Wasn't bad enough that she was looking at me all night. She freaked out my date, too.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up answering questions like, how do you know her? And how many times did you guys go out? I tried to play nice in front of both women, but how awkward. What would you have done in my situation? Kelly, if you were on a date with a new guy and he ran into an ex that would ruin it for future, would that ruin it for future dates? Because we really haven't done anything but text a few times since.
Okay.
I have to be the unluckiest guy in the city, LOL. This is such a small, big city that this is bound to happen. I can't be the only one who this has happened to, right? Anyway, thank you for letting me vent a little and for letting me tell you my awkward story. Love the show.
Well, Kelly, can you put yourself in that situation?
I mean, I don't think it would ruin. I would be on alert, maybe, but I'd give the guy. It depends. Is he really hot? He's really hot.
It's
and we had a great first date. Other than that, I would give it another shot.
Again, it's the hotness crazy scale.
Right.
That's directly related to one another.
I would try to, you know, I would probably tend to believe him, especially if, I mean, in this case, Jared's telling the truth. Went out with her once.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have a big established relationship. Now, I did start dating a guy, and he had an ex that would not go away.
Right.
Like a significant ex, like an ex-fiance.
Mm.
So that was a little bit more of a pickle.
Right,
to navigate through.
For sure.
But, you know, this one, he went out with her once. It just didn't work out.
Yeah, it should be
all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say kind of a no big deal. But yes,
yeah.
Especially if you're dating around Louisville, you're bound to run into the exes or past people that you've had relationships with, especially if you continue to frequent the same places, right?
100% yes.
Kelsey tweeted us and said, hey, when you say bumped into an ex, do you mean with my car? Just asking for a friend. Whoops. Whoops.
Oh, wow. Oopsies.
All right. Does anybody have any great, awkward, I bumped into my ex stories that you could pass along? 502-795-1997. Kim, we'll start with you.
So my boyfriend dumped me, and hadn't seen him for a while, but I saw him. I was running the Metro Marathon. And I was on mile 18, and I saw him in front of me, and I smacked him on the butt and passed him.
Wow.
That's fun.
Mile 18, having that much energy to smack anyone, much less.
Impressive.
Yeah, impressive.
I thought so. It kind of made me feel empowered after that.
Well, yeah, it probably gives you a little adrenaline rush and a little pep in your step. Like, I can do this. I'm going to beat him.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, if you've never run a race, there are a lot of times people who will stand on the sidewalk holding up signs, you know, for the runners as they go by, right? And a lot of times little kids will hold up these signs that say, you know, tap this for a power up, you know? And it's like her ex's butt was the power up that she needed, right?
Exactly.
To finish the rest of the marathon. Wow, good story there. Mike, he messaged us and said, I saw mine walking by me at the grocery store. My wife saw the look we gave each other and said, you boinked her, didn't you?
Wow.
Exactly. What kind of look did you give each other?
Seriously, and then what is the right answer in that moment to that? Like,
what do you do?
Say?
You shrug your shoulders?
Yep.
Well, I tripped.
Oh, God. Dang, that's being put on the spot.
It's right. Like, hang on, I'm in the cereal aisle. Can you give me a minute?
Yes. And then it's like that in that very moment. It's like, oh, what am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to say?
What am I supposed to say here? Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah, Paul said in a gas station, I was refueling on my way to see my then girlfriend when I was grabbing a soda in the back. Turn around. See her mingling around up front. I froze, then immediately ducked down and ran around the corner and into the bathroom where I sat for 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
I came out slowly and slowly walked down the aisle, looking around to make sure it was clear. The guy at the counter was like, hey, did you just come out of the bathroom with merchandise? You can't do that.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I apologized and explained to him, you look too paranoid for that to be a lie. It's like, all right, I believe you.
He's like, are you shoplifting? No, I'm trying to avoid an X. Yep. I'm trying to avoid an X.
Yeah.
All right, if you got any stories, feel free to pass them on. 502-795-1997. Have any awkward times you've bumped into an ex? Jared was just telling us about a time where just recently he was at a show with his new date and bumped into a girl that he had gone out on a date with last year at the same show. Like, they were seated right in front of him.
And she's all like, where you been? And made things real awkward. Kinda now awkward. He thinks it might have ruined any future with the current date he was trying to start a relationship with.
Yeah, and you know, Kelly, being the experienced dater that she once was, is all like, you know what, probably not a huge issue.
Why you say it like that?
If she had fun on the date, you know,
yeah.
Probably not a huge issue. Brad said, once my visibly pregnant wife and I went out for frozen yogurt. My ex of 6 years walked in. I introduced the two of them. My wife shuffled through her purse, gave her a coupon for free frozen yogurt.
Oh, that's so nice.
And as we were walking out, we overheard the cashier tell her that the coupon was expired.
Oh, no.
So let me get this straight. Your pregnant wife gave your ex an expired coupon for frozen yogurt.
Listen, she probably had the best of intentions, not knowing it was expired. Funny. I don't think it was malicious.
That's funny. Bethany said, back when I was a server, I once waited on an ex-boyfriend and his new date. Talk about awkward.
Ooh.
I wonder what the tip is like on that. Where you know, if he did you dirty, I would almost think that he's tipping you better than he would.
He should.
Yeah.
He absolutely should.
Yeah, if he feels any remorse about it whatsoever, like how you guys ended, he's at least giving you more than 20%.
Oh, but I can only imagine, like, as soon as she just visits the table for the first time, she's walking in the back going, you will never guess who sat at one of my tables.
Or she goes to the back before she even has to go up there and is like, hey, my ex is at table 15. You're going to need to...
You need to do me a solid to cover it.
Yeah, you need to cover that table. Yeah. And they're like, nope, I have too many tables as it is. Dang it! Megan, do you have an interesting bumped into an ex story?
Let me hear a funny story as to how small Louisville is.
Yes.
My fiance, Chad, we got engaged. We've been together 2.5 years. We had a child together. Well, I noticed a woman commented on a lot of his stuff, and it was like my ex-boyfriend's mom from when I was like 21.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, who is this woman commenting on all our stuff? And he goes, oh, that's my cousin.
Wait.
Oh.
I said, what? So my ex-boyfriend's mom is my fiance's cousin.
Wow.
So that means that her son is his second cousin, and I apparently keep it in the family.
Wow.
That's how small Louisville is.
Love it. Keep it in the family. Ray messaged, I crashed into her new boyfriend's car while they were going to a wedding, first time seeing her in over 3 years.
Oh, gosh.
That literally is, hey, ran into her the other day, literally.
Literally. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. So
this one was anonymous.
Okay.
At a charity event, my employer was donating a bunch of money to the nonprofit where she worked. I went not knowing that. Hated every minute of it. She kept wanting to be friendly and buddy-buddy. You don't cheat on a guy and try to baby trap him with another man's kid.
Ooh.
Wow.
And then later you realize your company is like doing more events with this charity and you're like, I can't do it.
Nope.
Can't do it.
Nope.
Can't do it. Oh, man. All right. Well, hey, these are some good stories. If you got one, you feel free to chime in. 502-795-1997. But see, Jared, other people have done it.
Yep. It's fine. You're not alone.
Yeah.
It's
all
fine.
Good.
We're fine. Everyone's fine.
Everyone's fine. Everyone's fine. There you go. That is diving into the DMs.